icy winds howled outside as people huddled in sleeping bags, blankets, whatever they could find that padded them against the hard floor of a library boardroom. One woman squeezed a stuffed bear against her chest. The Ashland Public Library is the only emergency warming shelter in Jackson and Josephine counties tonight. The service was organized by a volunteer group called Southern Oregon Jobs for Justice, and the library provided the space.
If they hadn't stepped up, there would be no shelter tonight.
Jason Houck leads the group. He says they organize a winter shelter every year, but this year was a struggle.
One of the biggest challenges we're finding is lack of space, lack of public space.
Houck says this storm's timing couldn't be worse. With just days before Thanksgiving, most churches are busy organizing meals and bazaars, so they don't have the space or the time to help. Claudine Tylak with Jackson County Library Services says they stepped in once they heard there was a need.
The library really is the only place that exists that serves the entire community, the whole county, with no expectation of anything back in return. And so they're crucial to people who are traveling or living unhoused.
But the service was organized at the last minute. Word didn't get out about the library shelter until the middle of the day. At that point, local nonprofits started sending people who needed shelter to the library, which wasn't yet prepared for them or their dogs. That included Teresa Avalos and her service dog, Mocha.
I was told by a shelter that I could stay here and be warm.
During our conversation, a librarian asked why she had a service dog and exactly what her disability was because, quote, if it's mental, it doesn't count. And that hurt.
Mental health is real. Nobody chooses to go through things. Nobody chooses to go through bad things. Nobody chooses to be homeless.
Teresa suffers from several traumas, including being molested and raped as a child. She says Mocha helps her feel safe. Library managers have since made it clear that it's not their policy to ask people about their disabilities. Still, it put Teresa on edge about whether she and Mocha were welcome.
Yeah, he keeps me sane. He's my baby. And just to go through all of that, and people are supposed to protect you when they don't.
Ashland isn't the only city struggling to provide warming shelters for people who need them. Medford and Grants Pass don't have any warming center. All three cities do have more permanent shelters, but they're what some homeless advocates call high barriers, in that people need to pass background checks and they can't use any substances like alcohol or drugs. Some shelters even require that they attend religious services. Houck says that's why Ashland's library shelter is necessary to fill the gaps, even if it can't provide beds.
The need for shelter is incredible. You know, even this shelter isn't going to meet the need.
Houck says he's still looking for volunteers. He hopes that the upcoming holidays will inspire people to help others who are enduring the cold. April Ehrlich, JPR News.